Okay, Moira, another tough day at the office. How are you going?
Not bad, yourself?
Oh, I'm sorry. Right. Bit of a easy day, easy Monday morning. Managed to pencil myself in for two free periods, periods one and periods two. So.
Did you make a police take?
No police takes today, no. Dear. I was doing drama last week, so that's my shot. Yeah, police takes by, I think, for the time being.
And okay, new maths department, you never get any police takes.
Well, my free time off, I had to see seniors today because they're kind of panicking about their exams and fit heavier.
Your prelim marks all right?
Aye, some doing. Some kids that you can sit in the class that you can are really going to be struggling for the off, and you basically just got to try and get them in the right section. The last thing you want for them is to put in a hail year and then find out that, you know, they've wasted their time because their other grades are going to suffer because they're concentrating us and then they're going to get nothing at the end of it. So I've seen them, some of them come in pretty panicking, period six. And then I was thinking about what we were going to do for this Doric.
Speak about this afternoon.
I'm sure we've been picked because we're way through the sticks.
Fichuchterland.
And I suppose there is quite a strong accent when we're doing here in Lawrence Kirk, but certainly some of the words and stuff I mention, some of the kids will look at you funny.
Aye.
I tell you, the name always comes up is havers. The kids down here say havers. Now, to me, if you're havering.
Aye, you're speaking rubbish.
Well, I always thought you were humming and haying. Right, I'm just sure I'm havering about that.
I thought havering was you'd blethering a heap of nonsense.
Aye, well, that's fits down here, but I'm sure when you kind of was growing up, my mother would say, "Oh, stop your havering."
Aye.
Maybe I was speaking rubbish at the same time. But I thought havering was mean, can make your mind up or something like that, or get a move on.
Aye.
But,
It's certainly not the same strong dialect down here, though.
No.
It's tamer.
No, I can't.
It's broad.
Yeah, I mean, some of the kids try to talk to me. We've spoken about this. You can at lunchtime and day, your phone voice and how you speak to the kids. I mean, sometimes, you know, if I'm addressing them at assembly or something like that, there's a lot of them there, then I probably will put on my phone voice. But in a classroom, because it's more relaxed, I do speak normally. And sometimes I pit it on because you get a laugh and it can.
Certain kids you can pit it on with. Aye.
And there's one lad, he's actually on left. Do you mind Craig? He was a belter.
Aye,
he put it
he
on,
was
but
good.
It was all good, and as I say, I think you shouldn't really change who you are. There's a time and a place. One thing, I mean, if I'm speaking just now, if I'm speaking to you, I'm speaking totally different to if I'm speaking to a kid.
And I'm
very conscious that when I'm in, you know, speaking dialect, speaking your natural tongue, if you like, I'm off a quick. You tend to motor
you
on.
Do.
And, you know, if you're trying to explain things, that's one thing I'm conscious of. And as soon as I try and slow down, then that actually changes me and I'm starting. I'm really thinking about the language I'm saying. I'm slowing down, trying to get my point across. But, you know, if you're speaking to somebody in a department or somebody who cares what it is, there's not the same need. And as soon as I speed up, you know, kind of that's when I slip in and I start, you just kind of start using kind of slang.
It's different even in Aberdeen compared to Far Weirfae.
Right.
Really. Because even in Aberdeen, the words are different and the dialect's different. And it's certainly, again, not as rough or broad if you got to Freesborough or Peterhead or up your neck of the woods.
Aye, broad is, I mean, one of the things, when I was placed, my first placement was up in Buckley High School. And I think any member of staff getting in there thinks, you know, there's a bit of aggression about the kids, the way you kind of speak to you.
Aye,
but because I grew up like that, and I've lost a bit of my tongue, I mean, there's still, you kind of still put in the odd word, or like, you can still kind of got a bucky twang. But although my folks kind of kept it, their tongue a wee bit more, I didn't, because I was at school. I was growing up with different folk, playing fit by team, fit of you. And eventually you kind of lost a little bit of it. But the Burns up there are kind of really, really broad.
Aye, and they kind of sing as well. Ahan's got IE at the end.
Aye.
Kind of Jeannie and Jessie and Annie and everything's IE. And
it
is kind of singing and broad.
It was good for me because you go back and, I mean, as I say, I grew up there and kind of kids are genuine. And I mean, if they're speaking like that, sometimes we was putting down here how they put on their phone voice and you change. You're like, if they're speaking like that, then that's what they're most comfortable doing. And you're going to get more out of them. You hands up, who can answer such and such.
Right. If you can speak their lingo as opposed to talk.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably one of the reasons I was put up here, because I wouldn't have found it. You know, I mean, the language wouldn't have been a barrier. But, you know, some of them half abroad.
How did you find it when you came to Aberdeen? Because I came myself, I was really quite broad to start with. And then I started university, and I had to learn to talk because people wouldn't understand me.
Yeah.
And not necessarily in a posh sense, but just really, like you said earlier, having to think about what you're saying all the time. Because if you didn't, folk look at you as if you've got twaheeds.
Okay, well, when I moved to a Bucky, moved to Elland, which is about 10-15 mile north of Aberdeen. And it was tough, actually, coming in. I mean, I moved in primary 7. And I don't even want to say swearing, but swearing was actually more acceptable up in. But you heard your granddad and the way they kind of spoke to you.
Second words sometimes,
and
aye.
I was conscious. You know, I was conscious that I did actually swear a little bit now for a primary seven, if you like. Uh-huh. I was kind of really frowned upon at school. And folk was, hear what you're saying. And I thought it wasn't, you know, it wasn't overly coarse, but I think it was maybe just a mixture of that with my accent as well. It was quite tough. I mean, the kids did say, we can't understand what you're saying.
Aye.
I think they can't find what I was saying, but it was so different. Uh-huh. And a wee little kind of tight-knit community like that for Abdi-Bides and Ellen other kind of days, if you like, somebody else coming in new. It was, I suppose it was an experience for some of the bairns, because I probably spoke the same.
Aye. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, certainly when I moved, and as you're a kid, you're more conscious of it. I did kind of lose it a little bit, but I mean, in a tune in Aberdeen, I suppose you're meeting a lot more folk.
Aye.
And there's folk shifting in, and it wasn't such a, I only moved into tune kind of 4 years ago or something like that. But certainly when I first came through, it was something. It was just like although we're all kind of Scots, I feel like, but it was just like an outsider coming into kind of fast heat.
But when you hear it, like a lassie that Aunt Paul's with that teaches at a different school, she's from Fraserburgh, and she never talks. She continually speaks all the time to anybody and everybody. And some folk understand her fair enough. Even Aberdonians understand it to a certain extent. But there are some folk, she just naturally stops speaking. Now, I used to think, oh my God, I wish she would talk.
Right.
For goodness sake, nobody understands a word you're saying. Right. And you have this, not an embarrassment, but you sometimes feel, you think, oh, for the love of God, can you just speak properly, as it were. And we shouldn't be doing that. We should be quite happy to have other people try and understand what we're trying to say. And the speed thing, you said that earlier. It can't be quite quick.
The speed's a beauty. But I'm forever speaking, stopping kids doing here. I quite like it. And if they'll say a word they've not heard of. I mean, for one about the day, some people was on about wedgies.
Wedgies.
A wedgie. And I was like, I can't find for a wedgie. It was a SID for me, were it?
A SID?
But you know, I quite like, you know, speak, be who you are. I mean, there's a time and a place.
Aye.
Like we've spoken about, you try to get your point across. Can you need to kind of slow down? But no, I mean, I'm because I've been exposed to it and I've went through kind of a change, a big change in tongue with the way the folk. And even the other way, mummy, my folks used to laugh at me because they were saying, "Oh, here he comes here. You're talking
ooh,
like a mute."
Yes, I know. I'm the same.
Oh, hello, Clifford.
My dad would be like, "Oh, the city dame's back on."
Exactly.
As far as your accent.
Yeah, but I mean, we've kind of seen it, if you like, and you're used to kind of change. So that's probably why I say the kids can just be who you are, and I'm quite happy to listen. To it. And of course, you can understand. It's just.
But it's even different for your fae and for Amphi. Like you're far more sort of fishing community, whereas I'm from farming community, so the dialect even then differs.
We're on about gows, you're on about neeps and
beasts and everything. But even then, the dialect's different. For example, Bucky to like in Foggy or Cornhill or something like that, but it's really sort of hard, sort of rough sounding, and then it kind of, like you say, it gets a bit sort of broader, even more in Fraserburgh and Peterhead.
Fraserburgh and Peterhead's a beauty, because I mind watching Kent, it'll be All Right in the Night or something like that, or TV bloopers, and there was a guy interviewed a fisherman for Peterhead. Now I couldn't have heard Mark what he was saying, and it was just because it was 100 mile an hour, and it was you know, relative to, you know, he was on about fishing, it was the jargon fishing he was speaking about, and he didn't change his tongue at all for the TV, and it was fascinating, because I'm actually just sitting listening to him, I'm thinking, what the hell's he going on about here?
But nobody understands other than the folk in Peterhead or Fraserburgh.
But the buttes and toffs in the tune would have been sitting going, what's happening here?
My husband often comes home, because he works in Peterhead, and often comes home, and he said to me, and he goes, what's far yacht mean?
Far yacht.
And I went, aye, far yacht. And I went, means where are you? And he went, everybody keeps going, far yacht. And now he's from Aberdeen, but something again that's just, you know, 30 miles north, and it's completely different. It could be alien to a lot of folk.
My best team was, I used to say, Namical Winner,
aye.
Speaking to kids or something like that, Namical Winner, can you kind of do that? Can you have been listening to what teacher's been saying or something? Namical Winner.
Namical Winner.
But you deep without thinking.
Right.
I mean, I've got, I should admit, one of my cousins, two cousins, if you like, Richard, he's as broad as you like. Right. Vicky just talks. Just chalk and cheese, but it sounds. I think it sounds ridiculous, actually. Aye. I think it sounds too put on.
Aye. You have to be natural about it.
That's it. The last thing you want to be becomes a major chore if you've really got to think.
Think how to speak.
Think how to speak. When you've got enough on your mind, if you like, without concentrating. What am I saying here?
It's the odd word here and there, though. I still say things like sat instead of salt sometimes.
Oh, sat.
Aye,
yeah, sat. Sat and pepper.
Aye.
Food. Ken, when I moved through Ellen, it was, I was mate. You're
mate. Your mate, aye. Uh-huh.
Ellen, it's met.
Met.
I couldn't get over that.
Aye.
Definitely mate with us.
Aye. Again, it's just a sort of variations. Right. The things that are alien to some folk, like semit.
Aye.
To some folk, my dad always goes on about semit in the winter time, and even for it's been for a long enough, I didn't think what a semit was. But it's just things like that that come into conversation. Folk go.
It's sad to say someone's dying out, because I mean, my granny's not keeping well just now. She's been in the hospital. I've been up visiting her. And my granddad's just. Granddad's a total star, but there's still some things you think, and I think, Christ, I haven't heard that for years.
You laugh, though.
You laugh, you forget it. I mean, if we're out of the area, because a lot of it's not going to get kind of passed on, and I'm going to be passing it on to.
And it's a shame. It's a shame that we'll laugh, because we shouldn't. We should. Well, you laugh because it's comforting, as opposed to ha-ha laugh. Is it kind of sort of conjured by your childhood memories, I think?
But some of the Doric words, I mean, they're so descriptive, and that's just what you want to say rather than.
Things like glaikit and
aye.
See, there's a difference between this. I have this worry that far Doric ends and Scots starts and vice versa, because I'm sure there's a lot of words in Doric that come from Scots origin and come from that, and we just kind of make our own wee version of them. But
I think it just gets changed and adapted. I mean, gadgie is a classic tune word, and I'd never came across that. I was sitting, you know, I found my local pub in a tune and like that, and folk were coming in, and I was thinking, Christ, nobody's got gadgie here. I had to say, what's a gadgie?
Nobody's got gadgie.
They certainly took a laugh at me for making me what a gadgie was. I think the moral of the story is just kind of.
Just kind of
be yourself. I mean, I was promoted in that talent show. Ian came up and says, come on, really put it on.
Aye.
But.
Aye, it means a Sharnie Dubs.
Exactly. Aye.
It's like Scotland of Watt Hour again.
Really put it on. Kind of, my nephew, the likes going to crease himself, you say, managed to say this word or something.
Aye.
I think a Scooby, I think it was, that you were meant to say. But that was a thing as well. I mean, if you can't really put it on.
No.
The more you put it on, it sounds.
Aye.
If you're trying too hard, it sounds ridiculous. I mean, you just
have to let it flow.
Let it flow.
And say words like beasts and dubs, and it'll be all right.
Dubs is a belter.
Dubs is a good word. I like dubs.
There was a notice in a bulletin last week. I just read it out.
Dubs. Did you say dubs?
Dubs. Didn't I get it on your feet and take it into school?
As long as it's not shiny dubs, you'll be all right.
Exactly. Okay.
Oh, dear.